President Trump continues to tear down late Senator John McCain. On Saturday, Trump tweeted that Mr. McCain was involved in sharing parts of the dossier that allegedly ties Trump, you know, to the Russian government. He followed up that night with another tweet criticizing McCain for voting against the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. And then on Sunday, the president tweeted again with the false claim that McCain was last in his class at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. John McCain's daughter, Meghan McCain, she's one of the co-hosts of The View, of course, she clapped back at Donald Trump on Monday, saying that he is leading a pathetic life and she feels sorry for him. Take a listen to this.
Listen, he spends his weekend obsessing over great men because he knows it and I know it and all of you know it. He will never be a great man.
No. Yeah.
Your life is spent on your weekends, not with your family, yeah, not with your friends, but obsessing,
yeah,
obsessing over great men you could never live up to.
Yeah. Yeah.
That tells you everything you need to know about his pathetic life,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
now.
And he, I mean, the fact.
I genuinely feel bad for his family.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But you know what, man? That's amazing that he would attack John McCain,
isn't it,
saying
though,
that he was last in the Naval Academy. The man was a war hero. He was a prisoner of war. He paid a debt to his country, just like so many millions of other men and women have done. And this president avoided the Vietnam War by creating foot spurs that have been bone spurs in his foot that they can't find no medical records of.
Really?
Yeah.
He avoided the Vietnam War. My brother went to Vietnam. Go ahead on with that there. That was a bad war we were in. All wars are bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Gulf War was bad. Anytime you have to take a life and lose a life, it's bad. War ain't good. And the fact that we even have to go to war is bad. But this man, John McCain, for him to be mad at him because he didn't pass Obamacare, because he knew it wasn't right, because he knew that he didn't want to displace so many people from medical care who finally were able to get it. He voted his conscience and not his party. Donald Trump, man, this is the worst president we've ever had.
Ever.
I don't even know them all.
In the history. Ever. Exactly.
Ever. I don't even know
you
them
don't
all.
Have to.
This one.
You don't
but
have to.
The ones I do know. There was a time where that didn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. As I became more of an adult, I understood the importance of voting. But when I turned 18, I missed several elections. Mm-hmm. But this man right here, first of all, this is not how you lead. Uh-huh. This is not leadership.
This man is deceased. What are you
brother,
doing?
You're and attacking a man that
can't
even.
And still grieving. It wasn't
brother,
that long ago, Steve.
He still
he
got family here.
Yes.
A war hero.
You don't
yes.
see that?
A hero.
Yes.
You don't see that? But see, he going too far. It's some Republicans, man. Some.
They're not coming.
Who going to break rank. Mm-hmm. Which one of the senators was McCain's best friend?
Lindsey Graham and
Lindsey Graham
Joe Lieberman.
And,
Now, they made a tweet, and then, you know, CNN said he didn't go far enough with his tweet. But after he tweeted negative stuff about McCain, that man, that was his friend.
Yeah.
He said, let me set the, he set the record straight about John McCain. He was this. He made
his
a nice
legacy.
Tweet to his friend. You know, without saying the president is wrong, he's a liar. He just, right after the president's tweet, he tweeted about his friend,
but
the facts. And I think that's the best he could do. You know, you can't just go in here and attack this idiot because of what he going to do later on. So the man said something, but this is not how you lead a country of people. It's not how you do it.
Yeah.
You cannot think this is right, smart, intelligent, moral, or anything. If you're okay with him doing this right here, it's really something wrong with you. You should check yourself.
Yeah, Mitt Romney tweeted, Steve. He says he can't understand why the president would once again disparage a man as exemplary as my friend John McCain, heroic, courageous, patriotic, honorable, self-effacing, self-sacrificing, sympathetic, and driven by duty to family, country, and God. That's what Mitt Romney tweeted.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's self-destructive.
Yeah.
He is self-destructive.
Yeah. All right. We got to get out of here. This is terrible. Up next, Nephew Tommy's prank phone call right after this.